Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 12th of July, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me today is Senior Editor Ron Koifman. Hello, Ron.
Hello, David.
Ron covers several markets for ISIS, including the polyvinyl chloride markets in Latin America, which will be the focus of today's podcast. Just as a quick refresher, polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, is a plastic polymer. Most of our listeners probably know one of its most common applications as pipes used in plumbing. In Mexico, PVC is produced by Mexichem, and there's U.S. producers like Shintech, Occidental Chemical, Westlake Chemical. Also in Taiwan, there's Formosa Plastics Corporation. Ron, the Latin America PVC markets haven't been immune from some of the political issues going on, both foreign and domestic, but let's start with some recent price movements and go from there.
Okay, PVC markets in Latin America firmed recently as prices rose in July throughout the region on support from direction in Asia. In addition to market dynamics in Asia, other domestic factors in the economies of Latin America also influenced supply and demand. July resin prices increased in Latin America, both in domestic markets, in PVC producing countries, as well as in PVC importing countries along the Pacific coast of South America. The July $20 per ton increase from June in Asia, as announced by Taiwan's Formosa Plastics Corporation, or FPC, drove similar price hikes throughout the Americas.
So zoom in for us to a couple of specific countries.
Okay, PVC domestic prices in Argentina, Colombia, and Mexico were up by approximately $20 to $25 per ton for July. In Brazil, with weak demand amid a still recovering economy from its recession in 2016, July prices in US dollars were assessed higher by only $5 per ton from June. Though not spectacular, demand in Mexico is gauged as generally healthy, despite market uncertainty heading into the presidential elections that were held on July 1 and the weakening of the peso against the US dollar in recent months. In Argentina and Brazil, demand in general, as well as for PVC and downstream products, has been gauged as weak as the two countries gradually recover from their recessions in 2016. Argentina recently obtained a three-year, $50 billion credit line from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, to help the country meet its obligations. However, local participants are still expecting some unrest in the near future.
Venezuela is a different case. Could you talk about that a bit?
Well, Venezuela faces mismanagement and recession amid severe shortages of food, medicines, and raw materials. For years now, the plastics resins manufacturer has not produced PVC in months. Aside from upcoming presidential elections in Brazil on 7 October, recent elections in Venezuela, Colombia, and Mexico also contributed to market uncertainty.
And what about the recent strike that occurred in Brazil?
Well, the truck driver strike in Brazil during the week ended on June 1 disrupted logistics, supply, and production throughout the country. The country is still facing some of the effects even now.
Outside of Latin America, there is the brewing trade war between the U.S. and China. Could you speak on that a little bit and what effect, if any, it's having measurable in Latin American markets?
Well, the trade issues between the U.S. and China are likely to affect markets and trade flows in Latin America. U.S. tariffs of $34 billion on Chinese goods took effect on 6 July, prompting China to respond with the same scale and intensity. China's retaliatory tariffs cover 545 U.S. products, which will include agricultural products such as corn and soybeans. The U.S. move is expected to be the first of a series, as it hopes to bring down its huge trade deficit with the Asian giant.
It's also worth noting that late on Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration unveiled a new list of tariffs on Chinese goods worth $200 billion. I know there's a lot of uncertainty mixed in with the political situations going on as well as pricing and everything, but could you give us a brief idea of what is going to be coming up in August?
At this moment, PVC price direction for August in Latin America is not at all clear. Usually Taiwan's prices tend to provide some sort of direction to markets in other regions, but Formosa Plastics announcement is expected in the next few days for August prices in Asia, and that should provide some direction ideas for next month in Latin America.
Thanks for the update, Ron.
My pleasure, David. Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in PVC markets or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.